Hey there, beauty buffs and finance aficionados. Welcome back to Money Moves, where we blend the best of beauty and business. I'm Jake.
And I'm Tara. Today, we're diving into the dazzling world of ELF Beauty and their latest financial results. It's been a sparkling year for them, right, Jake?
You bet, Tara. ELF Beauty delivered over $1 billion in net sales for fiscal 2024, which is a 77% increase from the previous year. That's not just makeup magic. That's some serious business acumen.
Absolutely. For Q4 alone, they saw net sales jump by 71% to $321.1 million. It looks like their products are flying off the shelves, both in stores and online.
And let's talk margins. Their gross margin increased by 180 basis points to 71% in Q4, thanks to favorable foreign exchange impacts, international price increases, and lower costs from retailer activities. They're not just selling more, they're selling smarter.
Exactly, Jake. But higher sales often come with higher costs. Their SG&A expenses rose to $210.2 million, driven by increased marketing spend, digital initiatives, and operational costs. Despite that, their adjusted net income was $30.8 million with adjusted diluted EPS at $0.53.
That's right, Tara. And for the full year, ELF Beauty's net income was $127.7 million, up from $61.5 million last year. Their adjusted EBITDA more than doubled to $234.7 million, showcasing strong operational performance.
Now, let's look ahead. For fiscal 2025, they're expecting net sales between $1.23 billion and $1.25 billion and an adjusted EBITDA in the range of $285 million to $289 million. They're clearly optimistic about continued growth.
And that optimism isn't unfounded. The acquisition of Naturium, a high-performance skincare brand, for $333 million, is a strategic move to expand their product portfolio and market reach. They're not just sticking to makeup, they're branching out into skincare.
That's a smart move. And speaking of smart, let's touch on the market impact. ELF Beauty has been gaining market share for 5 consecutive years. They're becoming a dominant player in the beauty industry, thanks to their focus on clean, cruelty-free, and vegan products.
Investors have a lot of questions, though. The big one is about sustaining this growth. Can ELF Beauty keep up the pace, especially with increased competition and economic fluctuations?
Good point, Jake. CEO Tarang Amin believes they're still in the early innings of unlocking their full potential. With strong market positioning and innovative strategies, they might just pull it off.
And let's not forget their competitive landscape. They're up against giants like L'Oreal and Estée Lauder, but their digital-first approach and accessible pricing give them a unique edge.
Absolutely. Their strategic moves like the Naturium acquisition and continuous product innovation show they're ready to take on the big names in beauty.
That wraps up our deep dive into ELF Beauty's fiscal 2024 results. Thanks for tuning in to Money Moves. Stay beautiful, stay informed.
And remember, in the world of beauty and business, there's always something new to discover. Until next time.